Next, Laura Lawton. The makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Time is getting short, ladies, so if you'd like gorgeous Christmas cards at a tremendous saving, get your order in the mail today. Get all you need of Laura Lawton's unusual Stony Brook Art Christmas cards. Each set of 10 cards, yours for only 25 cents to Babbo users. Or 50 cards for a dollar bill. That way you get a bonus of 10 extra cards and save even more money. What's more, Laura promises you'll love these Stony Brook Art cards. They're the very same cards you've heard so much about in our story. And you can be sure they're just the warm, friendly kind you'd look for, yet seldom find. They're large-size French fold cards, each with a different design in full, brilliant color. Laura had these cards printed at the celebrated Stony Brook Press, and that's your guarantee that they're unusual and distinctive. Some show bright green holly wreaths with shiny red berries. Some show brilliant, colorful Christmas poinsettias. Some have handsome cutout designs, satin ribbon. Some are richly embossed, every one brimming over with Christmas cheer. In this amazing bargain offer, we ask only a fraction of what you'd pay in retail stores, so order all you need today. Here's all you do. Get a can of Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. Cut the word Babbo out of the green label. Send with 25 cents, a quarter, for your set of 10 Stony Brook Art Christmas cards with envelopes. Or for an even bigger bargain, send a dollar bill with the word Babbo and get 50 of these gorgeous cards. Mail with your name and full address to Laura Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. That's Laura Lawton, Lawton, Box 76. New York City 8. But don't delay, time is short. Send today. Offer good only in United States. And now, Laura Lawton. Ilse Borg, the strange girl who is responsible for the disappearance of Laura's husband, Peter Carver, collapsed in Laura's little flat in London a short while ago. And she's apparently very ill. Now, while Laura attends to Ilse, Peter's secretary, May Case, is in the living room talking with their friend Joe Barney about the situation.
What in the world happens now, Joe?
I imagine we get a doctor, May.
That girl is very sick. She might be here for weeks. With all the gangsters and dangerous people she has around her banging down our door, I suppose.
I don't think so, May.
Why don't you? You must admit that everything is pretty hush-hush.
Look, May, I've decided to take a more active hand in all this nonsense.
Nonsense? That's a rather strange word to use for what's been going on, Joe.
I think it's the right word to use for Ilse Borg. I think we have to straighten things out with that young lady.
Now doesn't seem to be quite the time to do that.
When she's better. May, Ilse Borg is young. She's violently enthusiastic about this movement she's connected with. Too enthusiastic. I have a theory about her.
Joe, you don't think she's an impostor?
No, I don't. I am sure she is who she says she is. I am sure she's been through all she's told you. But I think she has gotten herself involved with a lot of pretty shady people. Shady rather than patriotic, if you know what I mean.
Well?
Personally, I think the kid is mixed up with some unscrupulous characters. And money, rather than glory for one's country, is the motivating force.
Well, Joe?
And my theory is this. I think the way to handle them is the way you would handle any bunch of gangsters back in America. We'll drop all the political significances and get to work on them.
But Peter...
Peter is something else again. I think the kid was quite sincere in what she did about Peter. I think they expected her to produce him so they could get information out of him.
Joe, all this is theory. None of it is fact. You're working it out too completely without any...
I'm trying to get a solution of the whole thing. May, I think I'm on the right track.
In other words, if you handle the, well, what you call the gangsters here, then Peter could come to London at any time.
Certainly.
Well, I don't suppose it could do any harm, Joe. Oh, Laura, how is she?
I've made her comfortable. She's all tucked into bed. Now I think we'd better take steps toward getting a doctor.
I'll take care of that, Laura.
She's terribly frightened about something, Joe. Do you think there's a chance of someone following her here?
Good heavens.
Well, I mean it, May. Ilse Borg is mixed up with all sorts of people. And even if she does have a high fever, her fear is very real. I mean, it isn't just delirium, May.
Well, that's easily taken care of. I'll have the place watched. Scotland Yard will do that.
Scotland Yard? But that would be turning her over to them, Joe. You can't do that.
Laura, Joe has the plan. Well...
Joe's decided to take hold of things, Laura. This kid needs more supervision than she's getting. Right now is the time to do it. You look after her health, I'll look after the intrigue. May, here's a very good doctor. Telephone him, have him come and look at Ilse. And you two stay indoors. I am going right to Scotland Yard, and I'll have a couple of men on watch in no time.
Oh, Joe, couldn't you telephone Scotland Yard?
No, this is better taken care of in consultation. I'll have a bobby stand by, though. Don't worry, May. You'll be all right.
Well, whatever you say, Joe.
I don't suppose it matters in the least if I have anything to say about all this.
No, dear. To be quite honest, it doesn't. Well, all I'm doing is what your husband would do if he were around. I've stood by long enough. Now I'm going to do something.
I think Joe is being much too self-assured, May.
I rather like it in him, Laura.
May, Ilse is ill. It isn't fair to bring Scotland Yard in on all this when she's ill and she can't run away.
I know, but she never seems to get anywhere when she does run. Seems to be chiefly in circles.
You know, of course, she's the only one who knows where Peter is. You know that if we antagonize her...
Laura, dear, don't be silly.
Is it silly to worry about something like that? It's only Peter, of course. It's only my husband who's being kept prisoner somewhere. You read his letter.
Laura, dear.
Don't say Laura, dear. Now, don't try to placate me, May. I think Joe is officious. I think... What's this doing here? Who moved it from the mantelpiece?
The Christmas card? I don't know, Laura. Possibly Joe was looking at it. After all, it was Joe who had you send your sketches to America to have Christmas cards made of them.
I think Joe Barney makes himself too much at home here. I think the very way he talks to me indicates that he feels a confidence to which he's not entitled.
Oh, there's someone at the door, Laura.
Maybe someone for Ilse.
Ask who it is first.
Or it may be the policeman. Do you think he...
I fervently hope that it is the policeman. Oh, but he isn't supposed to come here. He's merely supposed to watch the house.
Oh. What is it?
Open the door quickly. It is a friend. Before heaven, is this a friend?
Oh, I guess...
Is she here? Is she here?
Who are you?
Laura, I told you to ask who it was.
Do not fear me. I'm a friend. Is Ilse here?
Ilse?
She is.
But you...
Listen to me. No harm will come to any of you. I promise. And I will remove her by night. I will take her away and hide her.
She's ill.
How ill?
We're telephoning a doctor now.
Listen. Take care of her. See that she becomes well. Get word to me when she can travel, and I will do the rest.
Well, how can I get word to you?
When she is strong enough to be moved... Hang something in the window. Anything. I will be able to see it. Anything different from the curtain as it is now. That night I will come for her, and she will be safe.
But I don't think...
Your friend goes to Scotland Yard. That is all right. Everything will fit in with his plans also. But you must not tell him that I will take her away. You promise?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, of course.
The old one.
What does he mean, me?
She'll be all right.
I have to go. Take care of Ilse. Take good care of her.
Well, really.
What is it, May?
The old one. Oh. And you're saying I'd be all right. I may not be, Laura. I may not be so ready to keep secrets as you think.
May.
We'll see. But like Joe, I am going to do something about all this. And I'm about to call a doctor for that girl as step number one.
Meanwhile, in the stately old French farmhouse where he's being held prisoner, Peter Carver looks up from his game of solitaire as his hostess, Madame Prunier, tall and dominant, walks into the room.
Ah, Madame.
No, don't rise, Peter. Don't rise.
Oh, I must retain my manners, even if I am in prison, Madame. I must wear my white plume.
That's from Cyrano.
Yes.
You know, I saw Coquelin play Cyrano.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it may in later years be a comfort to you to be able to say you saw Peter Carver play Idiot's Delight.
The finest name for solitaire that was ever coined, I think. You sound irritable, Peter.
Sorry.
What can we do to amuse you?
You could send me home.
To London?
No, to Washington.
But home is where your wife is.
Yes, yes. And if I were in Washington, I could whistle her back there.
You are very sure of your hold on this woman.
I think by this time, Laura is as fed up with all this nonsense as I am.
You call it nonsense?
Yes, I do.
Flattered. You do not consider me a nonsensical jailer, however.
As long as you have these man-eating hounds in the courtyard, how can I?
That's very bright of you.
Look, what would it be worth to you to get me a plane home? I have all the credit in the world. I think that if you were to ask reservation in my name, it'd be supplied you.
Undoubtedly. And I would also be supplied with a small army of investigators asking me what was I doing with you in the first place.
Well, of course, there I couldn't help you, madame. There you'd be on your own. I don't know why you've got me here.
I do. And sufficient unto the day is the knowledge I have thereof. Now, let me see how you progress with your solitaire card game.
I wonder if the little accent you sometimes slip into your conversation is genuine or not. That intrigues me.
The black upon the red, the black upon the red. Mr. Peter Carver, you are cheating.
No, no, that was an oversight. You haven't answered my question. How about that plane reservation?
Ladies, if you hate tedious shopping in crowded stores, send today, and Laura will mail you all the glorious Stony Brook Art Christmas cards you need. You'll save time, save money. And what unusual cards these are. Large size, French fold, every card is gay, charmingly designed in brilliant Christmas colors. There are dozens of designs, every one warm, Christmassy. The very kind friends appreciate receiving. To get your set of 10 Stony Brook Art Christmas cards with envelopes, just do this. Get a can of Babbo, cut the word Babbo out of the green label. Mail it with only 25 cents, a quarter, together with your name and full address to Laura Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. Or send a dollar bill with the word Babbo and get 50 of these lovely cards, all you need. That way you save even more money, but please hurry. Address Laura Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, Box 76, New York City 8. On the air at the same time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking for B.T. Babbitt Incorporated, makers of Babbo. Thank you.
Now try this low-cost way to keep drain pipes clean. Use Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.